I went looking for dirt on Tom Steyer, I found something worse. Let me tell you how this piece started. I'd been quietly leaning toward Tom Steyer in the California governor's race. Then the evil billionaire noise kicked up, and I thought, okay, let me actually dig into this. Let me find the receipts, because that's the only honest way to do this. And I found receipts. I found a $90 million hedge fund investment in Corrections Corporation of America, the private prison company that now runs ICE detention centers. I found coal mines in Australia clearing koala habitat while Steyer was presenting himself as a climate activist. I found his own bank filing lawsuits against 1,800 low-income borrowers over subprime auto loans. I found $6 million in 2024 passive income coming out of Cayman Islands and Bermuda entities. All documented, all real. And then I found out who was paying for the attack ads. PG&E dropped $10 million into a PAC targeting Steyer specifically, the utility he has pledged to break apart. The California Association of Realtors added $5 million. The Building Industry Association put in $1 million. And the California Correctional Peace Officers Association, the Prison Guards Union, is running ads attacking Steyer for his past prison investments. Read that again. The Prison Guards Union is attacking the candidate who had private prison stock. These are not people worried about moral consistency. They are worried about their bottom line. And that changed the question for me. So let's talk about the field. Xavier Becerra took a maximum legal donation from Chevron and said, I need Chevron at a candidate for. Antonio Villariagos is backed by the building trades and wants a moratorium on climate rules. Matt Mahan is the Silicon Valley Project, Sergey Brin, Reid Hoffman, Palantir money. The only candidate to Steyer's left in terms of platform is Tony Thurmond, who is polling at 1% and cannot win. And Katie Porter? Look, I know people love Katie Porter. My own mom loves Katie Porter. But Katie Porter opposed the SEIU's billionaire wealth tax initiative, called it too narrow. She took money from an anti-tax crypto billionaire and had to return it. She criticized California's farm worker overtime law in front of agribusiness donors. The labor unions that represent California's working class, SEIU, the nurses, the teachers, AFSCME, looked at the full field and endorsed Steyer over Porter. The uncomfortable truth is this. In a Democratic primary so captured by corporate money that a hedge fund billionaire is the most threatening candidate for the working class, the fact that he also has a compromised past is almost beside the point. The California Democratic Party has been captured. That is the disease. Tom Steyer is a symptom. And the Prison Guards Union is betting $14 million that you'll spend all your time focused on the symptom.